Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who's our Bhav Tithi we're observing today, and his grand disciple, Sri Ramchandra Kaviraj, who's most auspicious Tirubhav Tithi we're observing today. So Sri Guru and his grand disciple, they chose this Tithi. Rather, the grand disciple chose this Tithi to enter into Apragat Leela, the Tithi of the appearance of his Param Gurudev. So firstly, we see that Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he is one of the foremost associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We see that without Gopal Bhatta Goswami, without his contribution to Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhant, without his glorification, even the glorification of Mahaprabhu remains incomplete. So dear to Mahaprabhu. Like we always see, you know, we hear that Mahaprabhu had three children. Who are they? Raghunandan Thakur, Kavikarnapur Goswami and Jiva Goswami. Similarly, we see even Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami are also like Mahaprabhu's children. Because Mahaprabhu met them when they were so young. They were barely 8 or 9 years old, 10 years old. So we see that after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu, we hear that he went to Jagannath Puri. And after staying in Jagannath Puri, Sri Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Mahaprabhu had this discussion with him on the Vedanta Sutras. And now Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was no longer an Advaitvadi. Now he was a pure devotee. So then Mahaprabhu, as we know, he wanted to go to South India because he wanted to look for his elder brother, Vishwarup Prabhu. As we know, he had taken sannyas and then his name was Shankararanya. So he wanted to look for his elder brother. So then we hear that Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya said, if you are going to South India, then you must meet this crest jewel of a devotee. Who was he? Sri Ramananda Rai. So Mahaprabhu's intention was also to ultimately meet Sri Ramananda Rai. So this way, Mahaprabhu, then he said, all right, I shall meet Ramananda Rai. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya said, oh, initially I thought Ramananda Rai was a great sentimentalist. But now, after meeting you, after having received your mercy, now I realize that he is a devotee of the highest standard, Tam Mahabhagavati. So please promise me that you will see him. Then Mahaprabhu, as we know, he took the permission of all the associates there and he set out to South India. Then we know when he reached Pandrapur, there he heard from Sri Rangapuri, the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, that his elder brother Vishwarup had already taken samadhi, had attained samadhi on the banks of the river Bheem. Yeah. So then Mahaprabhu, anyhow, he shaved his head after 2 months, and then we hear that he proceeded all along. So anyhow, he continued his journey down south. Then gradually he came across so many devotees. No, like we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when he went to Kurmakshetra, he met this Kurma Vipra there. Then he met Vasudev Vipra there, who said, oh, I wish to, was afflicted by leprosy. Mahaprabhu embraced him, became free of leprosy. Then he met this Sri Ramdas there, this great devotee of Sri Ramchandra, who wouldn't even cook when he heard that Sita Devi was kidnapped. So this way, Mahaprabhu gave his mercy to him. And Mahaprabhu went, he delivered all the residents of South India, turned them into Vaishnavas. And this way, he met so many different people there, different devotees there. It said he even met Paramananda Puri at Kanyakumari. He met his Siksha Guru, Paramananda Puri at Kanyakumari there. Then gradually, Mahaprabhu, visiting all these different places of South India, you know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita we see, you know, Kaviraj Goswami has given such a beautiful description there. In fact, in this Sahasranam, written by Chiranjeev Sen, there he has given such beautiful names of Mahaprabhu based on his visits to all these different places in South India. Such beautiful names he has given. So in this way, Mahaprabhu, he went everywhere and then gradually he made his way to Srirangam. So there, as we hear, on the banks of the Kaveri, this great temple town is situated there with seven gates. And it is said that the temple tower, the temple structure, it is said that it is the Gopuram of the temple, means the dome of the temple. It is said that it's pointed upwards. No, so it is said that if you look straight up, He said Vaikuntha is there, straight up. And then the temple is constructed in such a way that directly beneath Vaikuntha Loka. We heard, no, yesterday, like day before, Ramanujacharya, his three disciples, he gave them this power, these powers. That, what were they? He could walk on water, see through holes, become lighter than air. And so he had all these temples constructed there. And we also know that Vibhishan himself was worshipping the deity there. It is said that once Vibhishan, he was coming from Lanka to see Ram in Ayodhya, and he was passing through Srirangam. And then it is said that his chariot, by mistake, his chariot badly injured one person. I think he may even died. So then all the villagers there, all the people there, they took Vibhishan of the chariot, they wanted to beat him. Vibhishan, as you know, is a very powerful warrior himself, but he was very humble. So anyhow, he was ready to be beaten also, to be beaten up. And then Ram himself appeared from Ayodhya, and he said, he's my servant. So on my behalf, you please forgive him. Or else if you cannot forgive him, then rather beating him, you beat me, Ram said. Don't beat him, you beat me, he said. So then everyone's heart melted then. So then Vibhishan, he had darshan of Sri Rangam there, Sri Ranganathji. And then every year, every time he would come and worship him there. So this temple has a very rich history. This temple, very rich history. This is called, one way it's called the Bhog Mandap. Like Tirumala is called Pushpa Mandap. And Kanchipuram is called Tyag Mandap. And Srirangam is called Bhog Mandap. Tirumala is called Pushpa Mandap because there many different flowers are offered to Balaji there. All these different flower garlands are made there. So therefore it's called Pushpa Mandap. And Kanchipuram is called Tyag Mandap. Why? Because Varadaraj Swami, what would he do? Any devotee who would come to him, he would send him away. Like Ramanujacharya, he was in Kanchipuram, he sent him away to Srirangam. And then even Kanchipurna was there, he sent him away someplace else. That's why it's called Tyag Mandap. There Bhagavan is ready to sacrifice his own devotees for the welfare of others. It's called Bhog Mandap, Srirangam. Because here, he served in such beautiful ways there. This place, Aishwarya Mandap. So here, Mahaprabhu, when he had darshan of Sri Ranganath, there we hear, no? How he was overcome by all these ecstasies there. No? So one may think, oh, Mahaprabhu is always absorbed in Radha Bhav. He's only thinking about Krishna. So then why is he seeing this Vishnu form, this plenary portion of Krishna named Ranganath? Why is Mahaprabhu becoming absorbed in such Bhav? Because we see that Mahaprabhu, even when he went to have darshan of Jiyad Narsingha, Panakal Narsingha and all these places, there also he became absorbed in Bhav. No? Why? Because we say that ultimately because he has the mood of Srimati Radhika, Srimati Radhika is the root of all Lakshmis. So therefore, the mood of Lakshmi is a part of Srimati Radhika's Bhav. So therefore, when Mahaprabhu observed this deity, he was also absorbed in like this Bhav of Lakshmi Devi. Yeah. And we see also, no, in Braj also there's Sheshai Vishnu. Where Radhika, once she became Lakshmi and Krishna became Sheshai. Vishnu is lying on the bed of Sheshai. Antashesh. No, like recently we heard that katha that during Purnima we celebrated, no, Pushyabhishek Tithi. There we heard, no, that Krishna, he would, to become warm, he would go to these hot springs near the Sheshai Vishnu. There he'd have a bath every time. So here also in Braj, he's worshipped in that way. This is Mahaprabhu was absorbed in his bhav and he was singing so melodiously that more than 10,000 Gandharvas, they could not match his voice. Then he tumbled to the ground in ecstasy. And then we know that everyone was thinking, who is he, who is he? And then we hear that Venkat Bhat, he was there, the father of Gopal Bhat Goswami. Then he had Mahaprabhu taken to his house. And there we know that Mahaprabhu, he was served so nicely by Venkat Bhat and his brothers. Venkat Bhat, Tirumal Bhat and Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. Prabodhananda was his name before, and then this title Saraswati was given to him later by the scholars there. He was such a scholar, one of the greatest scholars the world had ever seen or known. So this way, we hear that when Mahaprabhu was taken there to Venkat Bhatta's house, then Mahaprabhu, as we know, Venkat Bhatta, what did he do? He started serving Mahaprabhu. And Rupa Goswami has defined such service, no? He said, no, dadati pratigranati guyam akyati prachati bhunkte bojayate chaiva sadvidam priti lakshanam. So here we see that dadati pratigranati guyam akyati prachati. So dadati pratigranati means what? Means dadati means to give. And pratigrinati means to accept. And then guhyam akyati prichati. So here guhyam means confidential and akyati means explain. Prichati means to inquire. So here we say Venkat Bhatti was also inquiring. He was also receiving Mahaprabhu's mercy. He was arranging everything for Mahaprabhu. He was inquiring about all these confidential matters. No, bhunte bojjayate chaiva sarvidam priti lakshanam. And this way he was feeding Mahaprabhu, receiving Mahaprabhu's remnants. This way. So then we hear that Mahaprabhu, he started teasing Venkat Bhatta, saying that, why do you worship Vishnu? Why do you worship Vishnu? Because we say that Lakshmi herself, she herself abandoned the worship of Vishnu to worship Krishna. No, Bhagavatam said, no. Kasyanubhava deva vidmahe tavangri renu sparshadikara yadvancha shri lananacharat vihaya kaman suchiram dridavrata. So there we see again, no? Kasyanubhava sana deva vidmahe. They're saying that, what has this snake done, this Kaliya? So notorious he is. No, what has he done? Tavangri renu sparshadikara, that he has received this adhikar of having attained the dust of a lotus feet. That yadvancha shri lananacharat, that even this Lalana means this topmost of women. Lakshmi Devi herself worships. But still, Vihaya Kaman Suchiram Dridavrata. She has given up all desires in this for a long time. Suchira means for a long time Dridavrata. She has taken up this Dridavrata. So, unbroken vow to worship Krishna. No, like we see in Bale 1, Lakshmi Devi is always worshipping Krishna there. No, and we see Bale 1 is actually called Sriji 1. Means it's the forest of Srimati Radhika herself. So in this way, what austerities has she performed? Has Kaliya performed? So then Venkat Bhatta, as we know, he'd say, Vishnu is also Krishna. There's no difference. But then Mahaprabhu said, no. By Tattagat Vichar, they are the same. But by Rasagat Vichar, does Vishnu have the four qualities that Krishna has? The Rup Madhurya, sweetness of his form, Leela Madhurya, the sweetness of his pastimes, Prem Madhurya, and then this Venu Madhurya, sweetness of his flute playing. Does he have all these sweetnesses? Said, no, then how can you say that they are one? So in this way, Mahaprabhu gradually, he started preaching to Venkat Bhatta, and Venkat Bhatta changed. So here you say, you must say that, Murari Gupta did not change. Anupam Goswami, the father of Jiva Goswami, he did not change. So why? How did they change? So this is the Naravat Lila. Sometimes it is said that if your sanskars are not so strong, your previous sanskar, then your present sanskars can be changed. No. Like we hear, like Gurudev says, that actually one who is striving to attain this position of being a maid servant of Srimati Radhika is actually more fortunate than even Uddhav himself, Gurudev said. Why? Because Uddhav, his relationship with Krishna is fixed. He can never be a maidservant of Srimati Radhika. But as for the conditioned souls who are striving to be a maidservant of Srimati Radhika, we see that at any moment, if they perfect their sadhana, then they can become one. Their position is even greater than Uddhava also then. So in this way, we see that in their own Naravat Lila, Venkat Bhatta and his family members, in this way they were converted by Mahaprabhu. They were brought into the fold of the worship of Radha and Krishna. So in this way, we hear that Gopal Bhatta Goswami was also always serving Mahaprabhu there. No, we hear. He would take his cloth, then Mahaprabhu would bathe in the Kaveri. Then he would take Mahaprabhu's wet cloth back and he would bring his dry cloth. Serve Mahaprabhu, Mahaprasad. Mahaprabhu would give his remnants to him. And this way, even Gopal Bhatta Goswami had a dream before also. He had a dream of Mahaprabhu performing Sankirtan with all his associates in Navadvip. So he wanted to have darshan of that form also. No, because the form of Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi brings great pain to the devotees. So that was also realized by him later when he had darshan of this Radharaman deity. So in this way, Gopal Bhatta Goswami served Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu told him, all right, you look after your parents and after they leave this body, you leave home and you can join me there. So then we hear that Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur initiated Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So we can imagine how exalted Prabodhananda Saraswati is now. Where he has spoken such wonderful glorification to Srimati Radhika.
Natta danyati danya pavanena kritartamani yogindra durugama gatir madhusudanopi
So here it said that Srimati Radhika, she is so far, even the breeze that has touched the garment of Srimati Radhika, no, the veil of Srimati Radhika, just by smelling that veil, Krishna falls unconscious. Sakadava sananchala kelanatta danyati danya pavanena kritartamani yogindra durgama gutir madhusudanopi tasyabhuvanamaste vrishabhanubhuvodishepi. To that direction, I'm offering pranams. So in this way, how exalted Gopal Bhatta Goswami is also to have been initiated by such a great personality. So then when he left home after his parents departed, then when he went to Vrindavan, he heard Mahaprabhu had just left to Jagannath Puri. And then he was welcomed by Roop and Sanatan Goswami. And this way, Roop and Sanatan Goswami, they looked after him as though he was their own younger brother. No. So this way, Mahaprabhu, when he heard, Mahaprabhu would always take information from the devotees who were going back and forth between Jagannath Puri and Vrindavan. We see Mahaprabhu, he never kept anyone with him. He offered everyone to Vrindavan Dham. So then Mahaprabhu, he was told that Gopal had arrived there. And Mahaprabhu became so happy. Immediately, he gave his uttariya and his door kopin to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, saying, take this, give it to him. And to this day, you can have darshan of that uttariya also in the Radharaman temple there. So then this way, Mahaprabhu actually gave him this sannyas this way, by offering him this way. But as you know, they're all eternal associates of Radha and Krishna, but still he was just showing the paddhati there, the process. So then Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was always staying in all the different forests of Braj. Like how Prabodhananda Saraswati, he would stay in Kamyavan, he would stay in all these different forests, receiving so much Uddipan. And this way Gopal Bhatta Goswami also following his guru, he would do this. And then it is said that one day he had this desire to go to this Gandaki Nadi. So then with the permission of his Siksha gurus, he left. And then as he was proceeding to this Gandaki Nadi, he came to one village near Haridwar called Dev Vandya Gram. So this Dev Vandya Gram means the villages are so exalted that the demigods themselves offer their vandana to them. So there he was served by one Brahmin family. So this way, we say that the Brahmin, he had no children. He had no sons. So then he said, oh, can you please bless me that I have a son? Gopal Bhatta Goswami, anyhow, he just consented. Then he said, the first son I will offer him onto your lotus feet. And then Gopal Bhatta Goswami, as he proceeded to Gandaki, then we know that pastime. That there he found this Damodar Shila, the largest of his 12 Shilas. The Shila would never, although he would gently place the Shila away, still it would come back to his Jholi, appear. So then he thought this was a desire of Krishna and took the Shila back. So there we know that during Jhulan Yatra, he desired that, oh, when can I swing Radha and Krishna? You know, he always had the desire because he's Gunamanjari. He had this desire. You know? So then we know that he appeared as Radha Raman there. And then this way they fulfilled all his desires. So in this way, we can have darshan of that place also. That place is so holy. Niduvan, Radharaman, Gokulanan, Gopinath. So he was given a place there. Radharaman means combined form Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mohan. His feet, if you were having the darshan of his feet, you get the fruit of having darshan of Madan Mohan. His chest, Gopinath. His face, Govindadev. So in this way, to this day, his service is going on. And we say that he has written this Hari Bhakti Vilas and so many other books. Sanatan Goswami himself wrote, but he said, no, you should write your name there. Because since I was a Muslim, I cannot do that. No. Since I served the Muslims, therefore people will not accept me. So I was so humble. Like we see in the Bhagavad Patrika also, Gurudev, there's so many articles written by Satyapal Goyal and all the others, Kedarnath Tatradi. And we say, actually Gurudev wrote those articles, but he published it under their names. They're so humble they were. No, they never took credit. So in this way, Gopal Bhatta Goswami wrote a commentary on Krishna Karnamrit, written Satkrisar Deepika, Sanskar Deepika, how even marriages should be performed, how one should enter this Brahmacharya, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, everything is mentioned. So this way is such a great Vaishnav. His Samadhi is present to this day where he's blessing everyone. And to this day, Sri Vaishnavs, they come and have darshan of his Samadhi. So many times you can see Sri Vaishnavs coming and having darshan. Because he still has an influence over them. So since time is running short now, we say that today is also disappearance day of Sri Ramchandra Kaviraj. So we see that he is called Karun Manjari in Golok Vrindavan. So he is the embodiment of Srimati Radhika's Karuna. Just as Gopal Bhatta Goswami is Gunamanjari, said also is Anangamanjari in some cases, is an embodiment of Srimati Radhika's qualities. This way, Ramchandra Kaviraj, it is said, his maternal grandfather, Damodar Kaviraj, was a great scholar. So Damodar Kaviraj was such a great scholar, any scholar who would come to debate with him, he would immediately defeat him. So one scholar, he actually cursed him, that in your lineage, you will never have male children. He cursed him. And he said, hey, how can you curse me in such a way, saying that I can never have sons? And he said, all right, you will not have any sons, but then you will have two most glorious grandsons, he said. And these grandsons will be like two jewels. So then Damodar Kaviraj, he moved to Sri Kanda. And he was actually a disciple of Narahari Sarkar Thakur. And he had a daughter named Sunanda. And Sunanda was given in marriage to Chiranjeev Sen. And then, as you know, Chiranjeev Sen, he used to always stay in Sri Kanda also. You know how dear the Sri Kanda Vasis are to Mahaprabhu. Every year during the Rath Yatra, they would come meet Mahaprabhu, do kirtan. And then Mahaprabhu loved them so much. Like we heard, no, that day, Narahari Sarkar Thakur himself was the one who first started the worship of Govind Gopinath Madan Mohan. He was the one who established these deities, offering boga to Govind Gopinath Madan Mohan, everything. So he was married to him. She was married to him, Sunanda. And then this way, Ramchandra Kaviraj, he was born. So it is said from his very birth, he was a very good scholar and a doctor as well, a vaidya. He would not only cure people of their spiritual, of their material illnesses, but he would also cure them of their baddhavastha, their spiritual, their conditioned existence. So in this way, Ramchandra Kaviraj, actually it is said that he was influenced by his grandfather a little. So he was actually a shakta for some period of his life, along with Govindadas Kaviraj. And then when he was given in marriage, he moved to Kumaranagar. So there we know that story, that Srinivas Acharya was sitting under a tree in Janjigram, and there he saw this procession moving, Ramchandra Kaviraj and the others. And there we hear that when Ramchandra Kaviraj was passing there, Srinivas Acharya, he inquired, who is he? Then he said, oh, he's getting married. Then he said, oh, he's getting married. What is he doing? He's taking the snake and he's putting it around his neck. The snake will bite him at any moment. He does not realize. So these words pierced Ramchandra Kaviraj's heart. Immediately he went and inquired from Srinivas Acharya, saying, what is the purpose of life? This. And then Srinivas Acharya initiated him. This is the purpose of life, like to engage in Krishna Bhajan. So then we hear that this way he stayed with his Guru Maharaj in Janjigram. And then we hear, no, in one Vishnupur also, one Srinivas Acharya entered into Samadhi. And he would not move his body for 3 days. So everyone became so scared, thinking what to do. And Ramchandra Kaviraj said, don't disturb my Guru Maharaj. I'll sit right next to him. And then let me see what he is doing in Nittalila. Then immediately he entered into Samadhi as well. And there he saw that his Guru Maharaj was looking for a ring, for a nose ring that Srimati Radhika had lost. So Ramchandra Kaviraj also started looking and he found this nose ring on a lotus flower, like beneath the water. Then immediately it was given to his spiritual master. It was then given to Rupmanjari, Vishakha, Lalita and Radhika herself. And Srimati Radharani said, who gave this? Oh, new Sakhi has given. And she became so happy, she gave her remnants, her betel nut remnants to him, to her rather. And then when he opened his eyes, Ramchandra Kaviraj saw that these betel nut remnants were still present, this tambul was still present in his hand. And then Srinivas Acharya saw this, became so happy. He said, no, really, you're my disciple. He said, you're a true disciple. And then he distributed those remnants to others as well. So then we see that his relationship with Narottam Thakur. No, Narottam Thakur has sung, Dayakaro Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamange Narottama Dasa. Because we see that Srinivas Acharya was very elderly. So Narottam Thakur, he had so much like respect for him. But Ramchandra Kaviraj, they were like samsamayik, means of the same age. So they had so much sakyabhav towards each other. Now like when Krishna was in the ashram of Sandipani Muni, he had so much gauravmai buddhi towards Baladev Prabhu. But like Gurudev says, with Sudama, he was like a langoti dost. Angoti those means very intimate friends. So in this way, we say that when even Narottam Thakur was questioned by some people, no, saying, why is he initiating Brahmanas? No, like we hear Ganganarayan Chakravarti was a Brahmin and Jagannath Acharya was a Brahmin, but then Durga Devi herself told him, take initiation from Narottam Thakur. So many Brahmins were taking initiation. And then it said they two very like Digvijay Pandits, called Roop Narayan and Narsinghananda. They tried challenging him. But then we know that Ramchandra Kaviraj, he stopped them by dressing up as an ordinary shopkeeper. He and Ganganayan Chakravarti, they cut all their arguments and they made them run away. And eventually they even came to Kethuri Gram and begged for forgiveness from Narottam Thakur. So he was always by Narottam Thakur's side, Ramchandra Kaviraj here. So then we hear that his relationship with Govindadas Kaviraj. Now, Govindadas Kaviraj, just end with this now. We see that Govindadas Kaviraj, it is said that when his mother had him in her womb, she was experiencing so much pain. So then her father, Damodar Kaviraj, he made one Durga Yantra. And then he took that water from the Durga Yantra that had bathed the Yantra, and then he gave it to his daughter. And when she drank that water, Govindadas Kaviraj was born. So therefore, he was inclined to the worship of Durga Devi from his very birth. So then we hear that how he was always inclined. And then we hear that he was so absorbed in his worship that he could even speak to Durga Devi. And once he felt so ill, he was about to die. And Durga Devi said, oh, call your brother here. So first he wrote a letter to Ramchandra Kaviraj. Then Ramchandra Kaviraj, he did not reply because he did not want to leave his guru. And the second time again, he wrote a letter like saying, I may die at any moment. So Ramchandra Kaviraj, he went with Srinivas Acharya. Then Ramchandra Kaviraj said, why are you wasting your life this way? No, you should worship Krishna. And previously, there was there were two ponds there called Joda Pukur. So Ramchandra Kaviraj, he saw many flowers there. So there, in his mind, he offered some flowers at the lotus feet of Krishna. So then Govindadas Kaviraj, what did he do? He took some of those flowers and he offered them to Durga Devi. But then the next moment, he saw Durga Devi was holding those flowers in her hands. And he said, oh, mother, why are you holding these flowers in your hands? And she said, your elder brother has already offered them at the lotus feet of Krishna. How can you offer these same flowers at my feet? These flowers are worshipable to me now. And she was holding them in her hands. And then immediately realized that, oh, even Durga Devi is a devotee of Sri Krishna there. So this way, he took, and then Srinivas Acharya placed his feet on his head. And then he delivered him this way. Then he was initiated. No, Srinivas Acharya is such a great devotee that when he would speak the Bhagavatam, Radha and Krishna themselves would come and listen. So they say Govindadas Kaviraj, he wrote such beautiful kirtans that we all sing, Jaya Nanda Nandana Bajahure Mana. Therefore, they gave him this title Kaviraj. Ramchandra Kaviraj also wrote many books like Smaran Darpan and then Siddhanta Chandrika. And so he wrote many books. Therefore, he was also given this title Kaviraj. So in this way, the glories of these two associates are so wonderful. And we see Ramchandra Kaviraj himself, when he came to Vrindavan, he had darshan of all the Goswamis, the deities, everyone blessed him. And then they sent him back to Godamandal where he had darshan, Shrikhand, Janjigram, Kardaha, all these places. Then he had darshan of even Mahaprabhu's birthplace. And then the second time he came, he entered into Samadhi because he could not bear separation from the Goswamis. So therefore, Samadhi, to this day, we can have darshan. And then we see that even Jahnava Devi herself went to their village when she was on her way to Kethuri Gram. And then Govindadas Kaviraj's son, Divya Simha, he received this deity of Gopal Dev from Jahnava Devi. And then she visited again a second time also because she said this place is so auspicious, such pure-hearted devotees resided here. And then she gave this deity of Shamrai to one devotee called Bodo Gangadas. And Bodo Gangadas, he worshipped this deity with great love and affection. So this way, in this almost auspicious sthiti, we can only pray under the lotus feet of these eternal associates of Mahaprabhu that we can gradually proceed on our journey and reach our destination. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhyascha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. वो अभ्यास हो गया ना हर साल बोलते बोलते अभ्यास हो गया हाँ ना अगली बार शाम ही मांग लूँगा अभी मैं नो सो बिफोर आई Thank you.
याद आता है प्रसंग उनको तो कुछ भी कहते हैं ना वो इसलिए तो गूगल में भी हुआ था
पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः। जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ इच्छय गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जाते विघ्न नाश अभीष्ट पुरन। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। बोलो श्री गुरु जी महाराज की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। सपार्षद गौधरी की जय। गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय। जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा संजीव की जय। भक्त विघ्न विनाशन करने सिंह देव की जय। भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। सर्वविष्णुप्रद गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय। गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय। ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय। ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय। ब्रजश्री मधिश्री कर्णेश्वरी श्रीमती धरणी की जय। ब्रजदेवी गण की जय। जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रमानंदी महाप्रभु एंड हिज एसोसिएट्स देयर इज दिस वर्ल्ड साधक सिद्ध एंड ऑल लिविंग एंटिटी एवरीबॉडी इज फॉर they came helping for, but Mahaprabhu is prema bhaktis, all like property and all things is his reserving. Rupa Goswami Prabhu is near something saving, then some saving Raghunath Bhatta Goswami is near, some Gopal Bhatta Goswami is near, and other all Guru Varga is near. Gopal Bhatta Goswami in childhood South India, that time Mahaprabhu meeting, and Gopal is very small kid, but he is serving continue. 4 months, he is not gone, parents and not family. He continue within Mahaprabhu. So to Mahaprabhu is prem dharma, yeah, prema bhakti. Anybody serving, then is they are near, automatic is come. like Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. His childhood Mahaprabhu near first is Varanasi 2 months. And after he's gone South India 10 months, no, Puri, Jagannath Puri 10 months staying. After next time 10 months, he is serving. Meeting with Mahaprabhu, then this relationship very strong. This soul never meeting within the pure soul, then distance they don't understand. One time nearby and little bit is serving, then they are getting a strong relation. The relation never breakable, never breaking, not possible anybody removing this desire. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, South India within Mahaprabhu, also telling this Kala Krishna Das, also that time is within Mahaprabhu. He is also serving Mahaprabhu. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami serving and Kala Krishna Das serving, what is difference then? He is now Sala Goswami, like also he is near his lot of treasure in Mahaprabhu's. So Kala Krishna Das near no treasure, nothing. He is empty, he is gone, his other persons near, collecting for own happiness, own jaya. But Gopal never going here and there. He has come direct Vrindavan and continue in Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu is near to his collect, Mahaprabhu is giving, yeah, Mahaprabhu is near to collecting. How? He is serving and A to Z, everything is Mahaprabhu giving, he is carefully accepting and saving, reserving. God gift many things, God giving, Guru Varga giving, but no accepting then. But why Gopal has like strong desire? Telling Mahaprabhu, Chaturmasya time in South India, Srirangam, bank of Kaveri, or Kaveri is one side North Kaveri, one side South Kaveri. Middle is Ranganath. And Venkat Bhatta, Timalla Bhatta, they are serving in Ranganath. They are pujari. Gopal is born, continue, is taking this Ranganath Prasadam. Dakshinatya Brahmins rules, they are taking Diksha and his Sampradaya too. They first worshipping own deities, Gurudev and other allowers, taking Charanamrita, and after their glories is speaking, you are hearing. After every day, they are offering Pushpanjali. How? One glories, like here is verses, here sutra, here some sloka. Many Alvar has advice. Rules is, you are disciples, then is every day learning, remembering this advice and memorizing, and after you are preaching, helping other, not distributing, then only food stuff is not called prasad. These alvars, they are Dibba Upadeshavali. This giving is transcendental advice. Disciples are never reading, never learning, never memorizing, never practicing, not following, they are not disciples. Rejected. There are two types of Ramanuja Sampradaya disciples. One type, they are only foolish people, yeah, poor people, yeah, lower caste, and yet get birth. Then they only doing kirtan, not possible reading shastra. But other side, Brahmin, the high royal family, high caste, they are Guru Niya, take Diksha, then giving Guru Dakshina. No changing oneself, no changing others. And Guru's near, what I am giving Dakshina. The Gopal childhood too, his Srimad Bhagavatam, Adada Shastra, his everything is reading. Where this Prabhupada Saraswati, he is sannyasi. Ramanuja Sampradaya telling G.R. Sannyasi, Tridandi Swami. He is there, Ramanuja Sampradaya took sannyas. Also, he is continue helping this Gopal and he is teaching him. Also, he is giving him Diksha, mantra, everything. But that time, he is giving this Lakshmi Narayan mantra, meaning Ramanuja Sampradaya mantra. After they are meeting with Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu is meeting after, Mahaprabhu changing not three brothers only, other many thousand people the Mahaprabhu changing. Then Mahaprabhu giving everybody's Mahamantra chanting for advice. Mahaprabhu not giving this Diksha. Mahaprabhu telling you chanting this mantra. So Prabhupada Saraswati Pad, he is sannyasi, but Mahaprabhu's mood and Mahaprabhu's near hearing Harigatha, after he is continue chanting this Radha Mantra, Radha Gayatri. Before Brahmins are taking Brahmin thread ceremony or Brahmin sanskar, that time they get it, taking this Brahma Gayatri. This is not one sampradaya, all Brahma sampradaya, Sankar sampradaya, Mayavadi, everybody, there is Brahma Gayatri, they chant you. Now Mahaprabhu is discussing this, about this Brahma Gayatri. Before this Gayatri mantra, chanting all sampradaya, where their meanings is different. Like Vyasadeva writing in Srimad Bhagavatam, Etisangsa Kalaprungsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, Indari Bakulam Lukam Miranti Juga Juga. So Ramanuja Sampradaya are detailing, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, say no. Narayan is Swayam Bhagavan. So telling Etisangsa Kalaprungsa Krishnastu, until all are part and onsen kala, also Krishna. Krishna also one kala. But onsi, or not onsi, onsa. After Bhagavan Swayam, who is Bhagavan Swayam question? Narayan is Bhagavan Swayam. The Mahaprabhu's front of also this Gayatri Upasana, Mantra Upasana, and Sarasiki Upasana, this both with is discussing Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu telling this is everything is Rupa Goswami is near. Iste sarasiki raga parma avishtata bhavet tanmaya bhagat bhakti satro ragatmiko dita. One is mantra upasana, one sarasiki ragmarga upasana, parakya upasana, sakya and parakya. So Mahaprabhu discussing about this. Mahaprabhu therefore giving one sloka bhagavatam. He asking this Venkat Bhatta, Yatimalla Bhatta, Yaprabhadananda Saraswati. Oh, you worshipping Lakshmi Narayan. Narayan is highest and topmost, you telling. Lakshmi, all in all. Then Lakshmi, why left is Narayan? Why she is doing upasana for Krishna? Krishna said, no, I am not accepting in you. You are Brahmani. I am not accepting. You go, get birth in Gopa's family, you will be Gopi, then I am accepting. She said, no, I am Brahmani, I am Narayana Shakti, how can I get married with these any gopas? He said, no, I am not accepting. I am only accepting gop-gopis. Other I am not accepting. Then why Lakshmi doing vrata and tapa? Why left in Narayan? Vaikuntha Loka? So this mantra upasana, sakya upasana, Brahma Gayatri's meanings is not is only Brahma or Brahma or Narayan. Brahma Gayatri's only meanings is this is parakya upasana. Only God is, Lord is Narayan, but Krishna is not God and Lord. Krishna is beloved, lover. That Krishna is for possible everybody. Following him and accepting him. There are no condition. But Narayan has condition. Ram has condition. Nishinga has condition. But Krishna has no condition. Anybody come Krishna's near. Until Dijapatni Brahman's wives, they are also came Krishna's near, telling Krishna, please accepting us. Krishna says, no, I am not accepting. But they like Krishna, they have love for Krishna. All Gopgopi has love for Krishna. Deer and this all cows, calves, all birds, everybody has love for Krishna. So this parokya upasana, ragmarga upasana, anurag, attachment, attraction, affection, with his worshipping and like and love for Krishna possible, not other incarnation for not possible. Not possible, Rama's near going 1,000 times praying and he is rejecting in Sita, kicking in, get out. Narayan, very serious. Nishingade more serious. Then Krishna said, no. Oh, where is Narakasur? Jail inside is 16,000 queens. Not only young girls, also queen, many. They are also overage. They are also like Krishna. Krishna, everybody is accepting. No rejecting. Giving equal love, like Rukmini Satyabhama, making queen and marriage with everybody accepting. Brother Mandal, anybody like Krishna, Krishna accepting. So this parokya upasana, anuragma upasana, there is no condition. But other everywhere this need this condition, other. Then not possible going Krishna Narayan near Krishna, not nobody, only Lakshmi. Other has no chance, but Krishna know like this. Then Mahaprabhu explaining this Gayatri Upasana. Mantra and Sarasiki. This Mantra Upasana and Sarasiki Upasana. Sarasiki means nature, love. No need any condition. Here I am, first is Shraddha, Nishtha, Asukti, Ruchi, Bhav. Oh, this is also not guarantee, warranty. You crossing after getting Prema Bhakti. Jalabharat, Bharat Maharaj, Bhav Dasa, they are two, three life were gone down. No protection. And natural love never breaking. There are no condition. Yeah. And that is loveful service after is bhavdosa. This is called raga upasana. So Mahaprabhu preaching this Vaidhi Marga, Marjada Marga, Pushti Marga, no, raga marga. Therefore, raganuga. Ragatmik all Brajavasi. And rag upasana, this is not possible teaching anybody. Svabhakti Sriyam. Anarpita charim sirat karunavatirna kalu. Samarpaitum unnata ujjal rasam. This unnata ujjal rasam, svabhakti Sriyam. How Anybody like, anybody love for own lover? How teaching, how telling? How I am like? How I am controlling, catching? I am nearby. He is accepting me. I like him. I love. I have love for him. This is how teaching this. But Mahaprabhu came and teaching this. So Mahaprabhu changing everybody's nature. Not one over world, all changing. So this Gopal is childhood, then his love is nowhere. For parental loves, parental friends for, body for, mind for, yeah, Narayan for, Lakshmi Devi for. No, Mahaprabhu changing. Vyatita bhavan vartma, jat shamatkara bharabhu, ridhi sattu jale bhaadam, sadhati sar sumato. Bas. There, unnata ujjal rasa, Mahaprabhu is giving and showing this rasa upasana, which is possible, beloved Krishna, you catching and controlling and keeping and bringing you nearby. This is this Kaittanya Vrata time, Bhagavati, Purnamasi, giving this mantra, Vrindadevi, who? This gopis. They are telling, you asking this anurag for, love for, attachment for, affection for, attraction for. Never you are lost and miss this life. So Mahaprabhu giving this anurag and Mahaprabhu sending Vrindavan. Came Vrindavan, then where are he staying? Mostly Nidhuvan, nearby. Otherwise, Saket. There is Gopal Bhatta Goswami's Bhajanasthali. Sometime Kamyavan, but within Prabhudananda Saraswati. Prabhudananda Saraswati Thakur writing Radharas Sudhanidhi. One verse is his. Everything is looking. Navadvip Satakam, Vrindavan Satakam, and Vrindavan Mohimamitam. And he is writing Padyavali. How many books? All Radha Upasana, Rasa Upasana, everything. Gopal Bhatta Goswami only close to him, nearest and dearest to him. Gopal Bhatta Goswami has other followers, this Hithori Vansha. Childhood to within Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Prabhudananda Saraswati Bhad, his grand disciples, therefore he like taking lap and teaching everything. But this is called UP, Uttar Pradesh, Ulta Pradesh. Here any disciple never following on Guru. Why? They are Jagat Guru. Say, I am Guru. Like Mayavadis are telling, I am Narayan, you are Narayan, Namo Narayan. So, Aham Brahmasmi, now here is all Guru Asmi. Everybody say, I am Guru, I know everything. Never telling, I am learning, their Guru Bhargava mercy for me. No. Sometime after, Prabhupada Pai Mat Gahe Nahi. Bole, Nijihale Narayan Kare Kare Nirvedan. I am Lord, I am God. Who is God? I am also God, you are God. So now is all Guru, Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. But Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he never left. He is writing Braja Bhakti Vilasi, other Satkar Sardipika, other books, is he writing Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad name. He is my spiritual master, my guru, beloved. He is accepting him. But now, how is disciples? So this, also, Gopal Bhatta Goswami is near Jiva Goswami Prabhu sending Srinivasa Acharya. Acharya Srinivasa is came. He is also taking Diksha, is near. Also, Gopal Bhatta Goswami lifetime, Acharya Srinivasa has disciple. This, Ramchandra Kaviraj, not only this, born Vishnupur, his name is one Vishnupuri is preaching, book stealing, then Birhambir. Birhambir, also many, many huge disciples. So they are then left in Gurudev name and Gurudev with relation? No. Anuragmai relation is difference. Lapur relation difference. Anybody came on here teaching them this Raganugamarga, Parukya, Bhaktis, lines, then there are no any prouds. This is called service mood and service tendency. How will be active, how anybody will be active and how running and going on, continue this power and potency giving. Krishna is Kishore, Krishna is beloved. How I am serving him, teaching this service, everything. Like any our Guru Varga, they are all followers and disciples, the teaching and making qualified. And they are qualified, then more humble. They have more humility. And then learning for more desire. This is not enough. Vaidhi Marga has one limit, but Rag Marga unlimited. This Anurag, this love is enough? No. More, more. And they are going higher post, then think I have nothing. I like more. Therefore, never misunderstanding, never crash. So this Gopal Bhatta Goswami, childhood Mahaprabhu is near to this Ragmarga Bhakti Yoga Kurita Pracharan. And Mahaprabhu, why came? Ragmarga Bhakti Yoga, this is preaching and teachings for. And Prem Ras Nirjas Kurita Sadhana. So Prem Ras Nirjas, anybody qualified and serving nicely Krishna, he has love for Krishna, this is his Guru's Dakshina. Otherwise, Guru never happy. Anybody is giving Diksha, Harinam, yeah, anything, accepting, after he has no love increasing, he has no serving Krishna, and he has no mood, he is going wrong way, then Gurudev will be happy, I got Guru Dakshina. So Mahaprabhu continue teaching, discussing with Ramananda Raya. What I am teaching, how am I helping? Varnashram, Gyan Marga, Karma Marga, Yoga Marga, yeah, Bhakti Marga. Mahaprabhu discussing. Mahaprabhu said, not working, anything. Oh, last is gone, oh, Prema Bhakti. After this Prema Bhakti, how coming, how collecting, how I will be continue there, discussing with Ramananda Raya. There to Mahaprabhu gone south entire, and then Mahaprabhu teaching and preaching and changing all. This prem not possible. Anybody lost and lose and miss, never left possible. The mundane prem, a love, so-called, this is temporary. This is one day fire is burning. But this Ragmarga, this is Bhakti Yoga, Kurita Pracharan, Mahaprabhu preaching. So this South India, Mahaprabhu first is giving, not giving Navadvip Dham, not giving Jagannath Puri, not giving Vrindavan, first starting South India too. After Mahaprabhu came, his Vrindavan side, then he is starting Raghunath Bhatta Goswami near Rupa Goswami with his meeting, Sanatana Goswami with his meeting. He is teaching this process all. Therefore, Ujjal Nilmani, Bhakti Samta Sindhu, last part, this Madhava Mahasab Ji Goswami Prabhu, everything is reading, then understanding. What is called Rag Marga and what is called Parukya Marga. So this Mahaprabhu first time the Brahma Gayatri to starting mantra upasana. What giving mantra upasana after? What result? Vaikunthiya bhakti, Vaidhimarga until going Vaikuntha. After not possible. Mantra not working. Mantra has no power. Then what doing? They are was only limited there. But this rag marga after is anuragmayi bhakti starting. Without anurag, entire Brajamandal? Not possible. Santara says no adhikar in Brajadham. Dasya, then also no guarantee, warranty. But Brajamandala Dasya, they are also more than Vatsalya. Sakya also they have. They have also Dasya, but they have also, they know this Anuragmayi Dasya. They have Krishna's for too much affection. Other places only rules and regulations. So limited this. This is not is possible, not overpower. Then how can you controlling Krishna? Lord, how can controlling? So Mahaprabhu's childhood is Gopal Bhatta Goswami is for giving. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami showing last of time how his Radharaman is appears. How he has beloved Radharaman. How he is serving him. And Radharaman, not possible hiding. And he asking, you are Radharaman? He say, I am Mahaprabhu. And so why his name Radharaman? Ramananda Raya is discussing. Then he is saying, Nasu Ramana, Naham Ramani. Doho Milane Oichana Pekhala Jani. Rasraj Surup, he is looking. Oh, outside is golden complexion. Inside is hiding Krishna. And here, outside is black complexion and inside is Srimati Radharani hiding. Then he is called Radharani. So now, he is now Radharaman. So telling, Gopal Bhatta Goswami is serving and also he is teaching this Prem Seva. One is Vaidhimarga Seva, mantra, archan, ringing bell. Sanatana Goswami looking in Mathura, Choben, cooking in toothbrush with his starling and cooking khichdi and giving plate. Oh, Madan Mohan running. Her son running, both are eating, remnants plate. So, Vrindavan, Brajavasi, Gop Gopis has no like this etiquette. They are eating, tasting, very nice taste. Then she calling Krishna, Krishna, come, come. They are remembering. Krishna running, running, where? They are too running and, oh, you saving for me, you giving for me. Yeah, I have nothing, very, very nice things, tasteful. You taking this one? Oh, I have also. So Krishna eating, by force taking and eating, and also taking, telling you also eat. Look, 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 how is this tasteful? No need ringing bell, giving asan, and closing gate. After you are alone, you eating, Krishna never eating. His rules is different. Nandera Nidesa Vaise Giribaradhari. Baladeva Sahasaka Vaise Sari Sari. Not alone. Many Sakha. Sakhas are only. Oh, Sakhis are also. Also Adadas. No. They have open field and farmhouse is eating under tree. Oh, birds and cuckoo, peacock, deer, all are is coming within presentation. What? Some dates, some mango, some guava, some lychee, some these berries, they within beaks, how much they bringing? Oh, going on top of branches and ripe one, taking and carrying and bringing. Half they eating already, chewing, very tasteful. Then Krishna's dropping Krishna's, Krishna eating, this one more tasteful. Why? Kuku touching. Krishna is black color, kuku also black color. Then say, this is my friends, good friends. Hey, Madhu Mangal, you are not my friends. You are golden color, I am black color. Kuku is my friends. I am giving him, he giving me. So this anurag, everybody has, Brother Vasi has. So this Braja Seva, Mahaprabhu teaching. Braja anurag teaching. This Vaidhi Marga has nothing. Mantra has nothing. Also mantra meanings is difference. So this sarvasik upasana and Rupa Goswami for Mahaprabhu, everything details is telling. After his writing, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami in Vrindavan, every evening time giving classes. What Goswami is writing, who understanding? Not possible, this is understanding. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami explaining everything. Very easy language with this. They are writing all Sanskrit. But Raghunath Bhatta Goswami know all language. He is stayed in Varanasi. Before other way, but after Varanasi, after Vrindavan. Also long time Puri, Jagannath Puri. 10 months one time 10 months. So he know Jagannath language also. All. Therefore he has disciples everywhere. But how disciples? Discipline followers called disciples. The teaching this Rag Marga Bhakti Yoga. Teaching everybody. So this is our Gaudiya's this sadhana. Otherwise, this Vaidhi Marga, rule regulations is everywhere. But they breaking these rule regulations? Say no. They following everything very seriously. They're not going out of line. But this deep attachment and deep love, these things, other sampradaya, they are, this parokya upasana, they can care. They are not following. So now, this Gopal Bhatta Goswami, to Acharya Srinivas, and after getting Ramchandra Kaviraj, then how is this grand disciple? Everybody know. See, Acharya Srinivas in Samadhi. Ramchandra Kaviraj say, yes, I am looking my Gurudev Kuhayar. Look, he is not gone anywhere. He is not calling Tantra Mantra Vaidya, yeah, giving for doctor, injection giving for, now stroke, now telling stroke. One time in Mathura, Gurudev is unconsciousness. Then somebody calling Dr. K. Gopal, somebody calling D. Doctor. Then 3 days after Gurudev's consciousness come, then say, why not anybody coming my near? No talking with me, no look at me. Say you are unconscious, doctor telling stroke, and now giving injection and medicine. Room is dark room need, this and that. Say yes. Now I'm understand nobody Ramchandra Kaviraj. And nobody understand where am I. So disciples are non-qualified, not following Gurudev, then they calling doctor. They have this much idea. No consciousness, then calling doctor, giving injection, they giving medicine, they giving drip, they giving oxygen. Necessary. But Ramchandra Kaviraj is not calling doctor and vaidya, not calling other. One time in Guru Govinda Maharaj in Mayapur, he is like unconscious. Then they are calling Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Babaji Maharaj came, Babaji Maharaj looking, said, don't disturb him. He is now where I know. Don't thinking his stroke and this and that. After some time, Maharaj is waking like he's there, dancing and singing and very loudly. No Vaishnava, then how understanding of other Vaishnava? So Ramchandra Kaviraj he not call, he is sitting, chanting mantra, Guru mantra, where my Guru Maharaj? Now disciple chanting Guru mantra, quickly chanting, finish, then is happy. Oh, big bound, big tension. Quickly chanting, then I will be free. But Guru mantra chanting, where my Guru Maharaj, how can I am serving, I am going, he is near. But no need. No need any process. Why? No love, no relation. So Ramchandra Kabir is chanting mantra and gone, looking, where Gurudev? Oh, looking, Gurudev is Radha Kundu. And then he is not disturbing Gurudev. Looking Radha Kundu, yes. Then Gurudev giving hints. Then he is watching, watching, looking, looking. Understanding what needed. So this is called relationship. Ragmarga has, Prama Bhakti has this relation. So now Guru Upasana, Guru Aradhana. No disciple, no discipline, no mantra. Now is bas, only formality. Nothing. Therefore, you think about this, how Mahaprabhu preaching and teaching. How it's saving all treasure, all devotees near. Now they are remembering, respecting, glorifying, hearing, some faith is come, then is much better. Something happened, this life, next life, other life. But deep faith and respect, then is at a time everything coming. Now, tomorrow next hearing, now is time is gone. Gaur Prama.